Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute. Do you want to build the business of your dreams without squandering time and money, stumbling around to find the right path, or making unnecessary mistakes? The market is ready and waiting for you, but that doesn't mean it's gotten any easier. Digital Commerce Institute is here to change that. Go to digitalcommerce.com and get the training, education, and community you need to start building your digital business the right way. That's digitalcommerce.com.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Rainmaker Digital. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. And today I wanted to celebrate a member of our, what I think of as our copy blogger community. Her name is Sonia Thompson. She founded Try Business School. She is a member of our authority community. That's our community of content marketers. She's also a certified content marketer, so that's kind of cool. And we've been fortunate enough to see her at our live event 2 years in a row. And I dearly hope we're going to see you again this year in October.
Yep.
Fantastic. I love that. So, I wanted to choose Sonia for this first kind of community celebration post because I really want to look at how some of the tactics and also the values that we promote a copy blogger and a Rainmaker Digital, what do they look like in a real world business? And Sonia has a very values focused business that's also very tactical. So I thought she would be great. So drum roll, please. Let me introduce you to Sonia Thompson. Sonia, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Sonia. It's really great to be here.
Super, super to have you.
And also very strange to say Sonia.
I know. I was listening because Sonia did a podcast with our Jared Morris. And it was so weird to hear Jared saying Sonia and not talking to me. It was very odd. So let's kick off by just having you introduce yourself. Just let us know, you know, what your business does, what kind of folks you serve, and then how long you've been in business.
Sure. So I'm a content marketing strategist, and I help entrepreneurs combine the right mindset with the right strategy, two really essential things that they need to grow their businesses. And really the people that I've been working with are people who are really great at their craft, but not so much at the business part of running their business.
Yeah.
So I find that there's plenty of people like that. And I've been doing this, it's very strange to say, almost 4 years.
Cool. What is it that made you start out on your own? What is it that sort of drove you to take what a lot of people feel is a very risky step?
I realized very early on in my corporate career that corporate life was not for me. Mm-hmm. It took me another 8 years to leave after that, but eventually I just couldn't do it anymore. And the way I've described it is I felt like I was losing a piece of my soul every time I walked into the building. So yeah. Ultimately, I just had to get out. But I've always really had a heart for entrepreneurs. And about the time that I recognized that the corporate life was not my path, I remember being very frustrated as a customer of small businesses because there were so many of them that I was, you know, going into and they had these really, really great products, but I was really struggling with the experience of being their customer. And it's just because they didn't know necessarily all these principles that all these big companies use to grow their business. And I just thought, well, if I can bridge that gap for them and give them some of the information that they need, their business will be able to do even better than what they were thinking it than what they were able to do at the moment.
Yeah. That's funny because that is so similar actually to my start, right down to the kind of looking around and saying, oh, you could do this so much better. Like you're so awesome and you're not awesome at this one piece. Let's get it fixed up. That's cool. So I know that, you know, you do work with a lot of business owners who are still working on finding the right, success mix for them. What do you think it takes to launch your own business, and of course, you know, launch a business that succeeds. What are the qualities that you think either you have to be? Some people really think it's a DNA thing. Mm-hmm. Gary Vaynerchuk just did a big article about it has to be in your DNA, which I don't subscribe to that thought. Or if you don't have them, then you have to develop them. But what do you think are the essential qualities of a successful business owner?
Three things. The first one is hunger. Mm-hmm. The second is a willingness to learn. And a third is a willingness to be uncomfortable, and specifically probably for long periods of time. So hunger, entrepreneurship, and the experience and the lifestyle that allows you to lead is wonderful, but it's definitely not easy. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a strong hunger and a strong why this is the thing that you should be doing, whenever things get hard, and if they stay hard for a prolonged period of time, you're going to go back to where it's easier. You're going to go back to a corporate job. You're going to go back to a place where you've got more of a steady paycheck, steady income. So that hunger is essential, because whenever you're hungry, like for food, you go on toward this relentless pursuit of food until you get it. Right. So if you've got that hunger for your business, no matter what happens, you will be relentless in doing whatever it is that you need to be able to make it work for you.
Yeah. I think that's huge. One of the things that I talk about is stubbornness. You know, that if you can just cultivate that, then you can figure the rest of it out. You know, you can go find it, you can go get it, you can learn it, you can partner, whatever it is. But if you don't have the stubbornness, if you don't have that willingness to just kind of like, I mean, and for me, when I was starting out, it was absolutely about proving myself to people who had underestimated me,
right?
You know? I'm right there with you. So you are a content strategist, you are some other things in your business also, but that is, you know, kind of a key role that you play. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what content does for your business? You know, how do you use it? So do you use it for SEO? Do you use it for lead gen? Do you use it for nurturing your prospects, other things, all of the above?
All of the above. So primarily I use it for lead generation and to continue to nurture and build relationships with my audience. Mm-hmm. But last year I launched a podcast, and I launched the podcast as another way to reach a different audience. But I discovered as I've been doing my interviews, it's an interview-based show, that podcasting is a great networking tool. Mm-hmm. And networking and building relationships with, you know, other entrepreneurs, other business owners, other content marketers is essential. And having this as a platform to communicate with them and learn more about their stories and share their stories has been great and an easy entry point for me to start to build relationships with people that I wanted to but didn't necessarily have an entry point to do that before.
Yeah, it's a great thing just to be able to say, hey, you know, you want to spend 20 minutes, have a conversation. I'll get some content and we'll get a connection. So that's
right.
That's awesome.
Right. And another cool thing that I've, you know, picked up also is content marketing serves as a credibility factor as well with your audience, but also among those people who don't necessarily know what it is that you do or understand that what you do. So maybe if you need this or sort of some of your friends or your family, that might be helpful. So an example is I was talking to one of my friends and I was explaining some of the things that I do and where I've written for. She's a pharmacist, so her world is completely different from mine. But then I had mentioned to her, oh, I just was able to write for the Huffington Post. And I saw her eyes light up because she immediately knew that publication. And I sort of had instant credibility with her in terms of what I did, because she was able to connect the dots with, oh, okay, well, you are on this platform. So you kind of do maybe know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. When I started out, it was a little bit ago at this point. Mm-hmm. I actually had, I launched my blog before I quit my job. But I would talk with coworkers about my blog and they'd say, oh, I'd love to read that, but I don't have the right software. And it's like, okay. Oh boy, you know, like, okay, it's a web browser, but that's fine. No, that's good. Don't worry about it. It's funny, 'cause what we do is a little bit, still kind of, different, you know, those of us in the content world, even though it's such a buzzword, most normal people have no idea what we do. So,
Right.
And probably now, probably a lot of your clients also. I mean, they're like, maybe they heard, you know, they know marketing and they kind of heard content. They don't really understand what it is. So it probably helps your clients understand like how you can help.
Right, right. And, you know, as they, and as you start to have open the door for conversation with them about different pieces of content that they've read and what they did with it, as a result of reading a certain article, they're able to sort of connect the dots and like, oh, I get it. But they don't necessarily recognize that that's marketing.
Right.
So it helps to use that as a way to help them understand how they can use it for their business because it's already sort of been done to them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Brian Clark, that's one of his favorite things to do, is to say, well, this is the kind of marketing I use to get you to email me. So maybe you'd like maybe you'd like to have some of that kind of marketing for your business.
Right.
So switching gears a little bit, because I wanna get into some of this combination of values, and I need a word like Jared Morris has his primality, which you interviewed him about, which is pride and humility. I need a word for like idealism and tactics, because that's kind of my combination. Is there a word, is there one word, a made-up word or a real word that encapsulates how you think about business?
The word I would say is limitless, because there is no limit to what you are able to do, be, accomplish with your business. Like your reach, there's no limit to your reach and what you're able to do and the impact that you can have on others. But the thing about being limitless and having that opportunity available to you, you have to know what to do with it, because not having any limits, if you don't approach it in the right way, can be dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then you, it's, you know, if you think about, whenever kids go to college in their freshman year,
right.
If they have had these tight reins on them all throughout their adolescence and then their teenage years, and they get to college and they feel like they have no limits, it can be a really tough thing for them. So if you get to the point in your business where you can do everything you ever want, you've got to learn how to operate in a focused path with those within that limitless potential, so that you can see those results and obtain that possibility that you have the opportunity to with your business.
Yeah, I like it. So I'm gonna guess that in your business, you come across, because of what you do and because of who you help, you probably come across a lot of folks who feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Who feel stuck with their situation. So they may be stuck, as you know, I was for like a long time with it,
right.
Stuck in a job that I just wasn't thriving in. Maybe they're stuck with a difficult financial picture. Maybe, or they may be stuck because they're trying to get traction in this business and it is not, you know, the wheels are spinning and there is no forward motion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a first step that you find yourself recommending to people when they're stuck and they need to make something different happen? Do you have kind of a place that you like to start?
First, it's just to get them to acknowledge that what their current situation or what they're currently doing isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you can feel stuck and you can feel unhappy with your situation, but you continue to do the same thing. I think that's the definition of insanity, right? So you have to first acknowledge that where you are and what you're doing isn't working. And then, you know, going through that part of acknowledging it then puts you in a position to evaluate, okay, well, what is going to be my next step to put me on the path to where I need to go? Then you can create a plan to sort of move yourself forward.
Yeah,
I think it's just acknowledging that this isn't working, understanding more about why it isn't working for you. So that way you can make more of an informed decision about what the next step is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of I had to go through this process exactly whenever I made the decision to quit my job. I had just come back from a 2-week vacation, which was my first 2-week vacation in my whole life.
Mm.
And then whenever I got back, I realized that if I don't make any changes now, then 5 years from now, everything will be the exact same way.
Right.
Nothing will change. The vacation was a good marker for me because I remember how I felt while I was away, because I was completely unplugged because I was in South Africa, so they couldn't reach me.
Hmm.
So whenever I talk to people about whenever they're feeling stuck and acknowledging what it is that they're they're feeling and what they want to make different, I also want them to make sure that they imagine themselves 5 years from now, 3 years from now, or even a year from now in that same position. And that sort of gets them a little bit more motivated to take action, to do something to change their situation and not just do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes I think you have to turn the heat up. And I think that is exactly what had kept me stuck, is it was functional. It was miserable, but it was like functionally miserable. So yeah, it just, well, it works, and well, I'm getting my mortgage paid, and, you know, and I, you know, like, I hate my life, but so many people have it so much worse. Yeah.
Right. You got to have that pain to make you move sometimes.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about your business right now?
Clarity.
Oh, nice.
So like I said, it's been almost 4 years now, and I feel like I've been thinking about my business forever, but until you start working in your business and rolling up your sleeves and figuring out what you don't like, what you like, and what you'd like, how you'd like to spend your time, who you'd like to help, you're not always able to get a clear picture about what it is that you want to do and sort of the shape and form that you want your business to take. And for some people that might take a little bit longer than others, but I feel like at this point now, in the past couple of months, I'm like, yes. Like, I want to do these things, and this is the direction that I want to go. And it's not necessarily drastically different from what I've been doing, but I feel like I've sort of arrived at more of a sweet spot. And now that is helping me to be able to make my plans for the rest of the year and what I want to do coming into the following year, and, you know, what kind of content I want to write and how I want to structure different things, how I want to even evolve my business model to make sure that I'm able to fuel my own creative passions while still, you know, fulfilling the mission that I have for my business and how I want to serve people.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. I want to switch gears a little bit again. I'm like feeling like I'm moving through the gears here. Because I want to talk about a project you have, and I was really intrigued by it. We have some familiar faces. So I know Brian Clark is going to be part of it. Mm-hmm. Pamela Wilson, Jared Morris, John Naster, who doesn't work for my company, but we you know, he's like honorary. And that's the Entrepreneur Survival Summit. So can you tell us kind of what is it, what does it do for people, and then how can they find out more about it?
Sure. Well, it's a free virtual conference, and basically there's 38 interviews, and it's going to happen over 10 days. So each day we'll release a number of interviews, about 3 to 4 interviews. And people will be able to watch them and learn from these different entrepreneurs from various walks of life. And we're specifically focusing on the mindset, and specifically how to overcome the mental barriers that limit people's success. Because we want people to have the right frame of mind as an entrepreneur and to make sure that they're thinking in the way that will help them get the results that they want in their business. So with these interviews, we focused them in 3 key areas: the way you think about yourself, the way you think about your work, and the way you think about your business. And there's also a bonus section there, which is all about your well-being, because if your body falls apart, then you're not going to be much good for anything else.
Yeah.
So the conference is coming up. It's February 29th through March 11th, and people can register for free to get access to all the interviews at iwillsurvivesummit.com.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I like that a lot. I think that there's a lot of education on, you know, how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found is it's a little bit like, in fact, I think you might have even used this analogy as well. It's like a car. Like, you can perfect the way your carburetor runs.
Right.
But, like, if the fuel pump is broken, car is not going anywhere. You know, if there's no gas in the car, it's not going anywhere. The system, it doesn't have to be perfect, but everything has to work.
Right.
And so I like that it's kind of taking maybe a more holistic approach, because I think that people can get, of course, very caught up in marketing. I'm going to have awesome marketing. I'm going to have amazing marketing. And if you have amazing marketing and you're delivering something that doesn't deliver a good experience, kind of like you were talking about with those small businesses,
right?
Then, even old Dan Kennedy the king of old school business advice said, you know, all that good marketing does on a bad product is get the word out really quickly about how lousy you are. So
it does.
Don't do that. So this is awesome. Well, thank you. I try and keep these really punchy. So I think I'm going to wrap it up there because I really want to encourage folks to swing on over. IWillSurviveSummit.com. Get signed up. You know, I think you'll get a ton out of it. Also, another place for you to swing by while you're out there on the interwebs, if perhaps you're listening to this on iTunes or somewhere else, anytime you want some more resources, some cool free stuff, some links to some of the things that we're talking about, or you want to ask a question, or you want to let me know what you want to hear more of, you can do all of that. You just type pinkhairedmarketer.fm into your browser, and the magic of the internet will whisk you over to Rainmaker FM, where we have lots and lots of speaking of just a holistic approach to business, we have a podcast on many, many different aspects of your business, and so you can find the advice or the inspiration that really works for you. So, Sonia, the two Sonias, thank you so much for swinging by. I really appreciate it. I know you've got a lot going on leading up into your summit, but I truly appreciate your making time to just talk with me today about your values and what drives you, and some of what people can implement in their own business.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks. Take care.